Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servodidio, and I am your host. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Today, I have such an exciting show. My guest tonight is Donna McKenna. Donna McKenna is an established international casting director and producer who is well known for discovering unique talent as well as recognizing the seasonal professional who has a desire to take risks and play against type. Donna has built a reputation for her successful negotiating abilities and is respected for her critical and creative thinking, problem-solving abilities, and recruiting skills. These essential skills and valuable abilities, combined with her team player attitude, have made her an asset to any production and have garnered her wonderful relationships rooted in trust with all industry personnel, including actors, agents, and managers. Donna holds a seat on the board of the Nassau County Film and Television Foundation and the Suffolk County Film Commission. She has cast over 25 independent feature films, 9 short films, and 4 web series. Her ensemble cast consists of not only award-winning actors from film, television, and Broadway, but she has discovered and cast new and upcoming actors. Recently, she cast and produced the film Leaves of the Trees, which stars Academy Award nominee Eric Roberts, Emmy Award winner Armand Assante, Sean Young, Federico Castelluccio, and was filmed in location in Sicily. Academy Award nominees Eric Roberts and Kathy Moriarty star in her film A Cry from Within and her theatrical released dramedy Excuse Me for Living. Welcome, Donna, so much to the Insight into Healing. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for your listeners for listening. Wow, that's a long bio. I was like, whoa.
Yes, and a very impressive bio.
Oh, thank you.
So much. Yes, you've just have gone, you know, done so much and have been so through so much casting. How did you get involved in film work?
I kind of fell into it. If you know, I want to be truthful. Somebody gave me an opportunity many years ago. I would say in 1991, they had a screenplay and they wanted to, you know, make it into a movie, of course. And they gave me an opportunity to cast it. I always kind of was around the entertainment industry. I had friends that were actors. A lot of the actors that are famous now, when they were starting out, we all hung out together in New York. So I was kind of always around it. And basically, you know, I got my break because somebody gave me a chance many years ago. And then it just escalated and snowballed from that. I always wanted to be involved in the entertainment industry growing up, whether it be an actor, which I did dabble in many, many, many years ago. I did receive a scholarship when I was at a high school for the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, and I didn't take it. I got married instead, which, you know, is a wonderful decision. I have no regrets. And then I dabbled in acting a little bit, and then I became a mother. So everything went on the back burner, but I always had friends that were still in the industry. And then, you know, I went back to acting and decided, you know what, I want to go behind the scenes. And that's what happened. I started out casting extras, and then from there I went on to principal casting.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, somebody gave me a chance. I'm sorry, what?
What is the difference from being that you've noticed from being in front of the camera and then from behind the scenes? What was that like for you?
Well, I got to create more from behind the scenes than being in front of the camera. You know, in front of the camera, it was very different back then, too. It was a whole different, you know, world. It was a lot of knocking on doors, pounding the pavement, as we call back then. There was no internet. There was no, you know, video. It was all film work. And when I was dabbling in the acting, there was no say and no creativity for me as an actor. So being behind the scenes, I got to be creative.
Wow.
And that's what
I think
love
really
doing.
Opens up, yes, more chances of having the creativity, having more of a voice about what's going on. And before the show, we were talking that a lot of stuff, passion that drives you is about giving people a chance and giving them hope and building up their self-confidence, which I think it means so much to someone, especially in the entertainment industry.
I absolutely will. Like, you know, someone gave me a chance. So I believe in, you know, giving it back, paying it forward, and that's what I love. That's basically why I do what I do. It's helping people's dreams come true. Of course, it's about, you know, me fulfilling my dream, too, of making movies, but I get more pleasure out of helping actors' dreams come true and seeing them fulfill their dreams. Yeah, I love it. It's great. It's one of the greatest things. The best part of my career is when I get to tell somebody they have a role. And then again, on the flip side, worst part of my career is the other 15 that don't get the role. It breaks my heart. You know, it's really sad for me. I wish I can hire everybody, but unfortunately there's not enough roles for everybody.
Yes. And I think sometimes if someone's not involved in the entertainment industry, they don't realize how tough that is. I think some people got a glimpse of it, you know, by watching American Idol and shows like that actors and actresses go on, deal with that on an everyday basis. Either you get something or you don't get something. So it really is a need to build up a tough skin and have self-confidence in yourself.
Absolutely. It's like everything else in life. When one door closes, another door opens. And, you know, I also try to motivate people and let them know, don't ever give up on your dreams if this is your dream, whether it be acting, producing, or any career for that matter. You know, we are blessed to be able to do, you know, what we want to do as long as we put our mind to it and do it well with integrity and, you know, don't give up on our passion. I was told many, many years ago that I would never make a movie, and I've made over 40 now. My bio was a little outdated, the one you read. I actually, since Leaves of the Tree, I've done 6 more movies, and I am no longer a board member of the Nassau County Film Commission. I'm an honorary board member, so there's been some changes there.
Wow.
I am a member of the CSA now, which is my biggest thrill and achievement. That's the Casting Society of America, and it was something I always wished for and just never thought was possible. So again, as I tell people, I am proof that anything is possible. I was told I would never make a movie. I made movies. I never thought I would be a producer. I produce. I never thought I would be a member of the CSA, and they so kindly voted me in. So it's been such a blessing. It really has. And, you know, as I tell people when I'm doing my seminars and motivational speaking, I could have gave up when I was told I would never make a movie. And I'll be honest with you, it was very hurtful. The person that told me that, I cried. I remember I cried and locked myself in my bedroom for like a week. And then I said, you know what, I've got to, toughen up and do this and try to prove them wrong. And I did. And it was hard. And don't, you know, like anything else, it was hard. It was a long battle, just like actors have a long battle. But, you know, I stuck with it, and it kept growing and growing. And I have to thank the people I've met along my way. My whole career has been, you know, amazing journey, and it would not have been possible without many, many, many people, including my family and my extended family and my film family. So it's been a blessing. I have many guardian angels out there that have supported me, pushed me, and guided me.
Yes, and you have such a wonderful spirit, very caring and passionate. I think also that's what's really remarkable about you, that you understand what it's like to have a dream, to work hard, to also be discouraged, but still to be able to give somebody that chance. That it's really... it's priceless and so empowering to be able to help someone accomplish their dream.
You.
It's just priceless.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Somebody gave me a chance, like I said, and if I can do for others, you know, that's what I love doing. I love working with new actors. I've been really blessed to be able to help new actors get their Screen Actors Guild eligibility, which is also another greatest thrill of mine that I'm able to do that for these hardworking actors where, as you know, because of it's very hard to get your Screen Actors guild yes. ability. So, you know, by producing, I'm able to do that, and it's just one of my greatest gifts that I can give back. And it just makes me so happy when I could do it. It really does. I get like, wow. Honestly, a lot of times that and seeing an actor's dream come true, seeing them at the premiere with their family, you know, even if it's their only film they ever do, you know, at least I get to be there on their journey with them and be part of that memory and that adventure. That's the greatest thing for me. And I, you know, I know it sounds kind of corny, but seeing that sometimes to me is better than a paycheck. You know, that is so rewarding to me. It really, really is. And I love it. I love when, yes. you know, I can do that for others.
Well, they say if you can touch one person's life, if you can save someone or encourage someone, you're really blessed. And I think it's really a blessing also in my business and your business too, that we're able to help people. We're able to, you know, see them happy and achieve their dreams and find peace and excitement. It's just, it's so empowering.
It is. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, you know, I'm not curing diseases or saving the world or anything, but I do feel like that I am putting food in people's mouths by giving them a paycheck, you know, helping people with their, you know, self-esteem and, you know, helping them change their, you know, helping them with their life a little bit. I remember many, many years ago, this is a great story for my career. There was a man, he was 75 years old, and he was what they call a working extra. You know, he always worked as a non-union extra, and he was just having so much fun doing it. He was the older man in like all the TV shows and all the films and everything, and he would go every day and be an extra. And he was non-union, so he wasn't getting paid very well, and sometimes he wasn't getting treated as I felt that he should have been treated. And he wasn't doing it for the money. He was just loving it. So I had the opportunity of making a film that year, and I was able to give him a couple of lines in my film, and I was able to tap-heartly him into the union. And then he became a union working extra, and it was a whole different adventure for him. It was a whole different adventure now that he was union and he was considered a professional background actor. And to me, that was such a joy to be able to do that. And he, I believe, still does it. and wow. I just, you know, that's one of my greatest things. Another achievement I did was when there was a young man who lost his way. Lost his way in life. And he was getting involved with some rough situations. And I was doing a movie many years ago. And it was a violent movie about gang violence. And I cast him in it because I found him in a school. Well, to make a long story short, by him being in that movie, it changed his whole world. He took up acting. He turned his life around. And I'll never forget the letter the mother wrote me, and I still have it. I'm like a sentimental, emotional lady. I save everything. Every letter I get, every card I get from actors, I have boxes. And that mm-hmm. letter is one of my most cherished things that I have, yes. you know, out of my career. Yeah.
It's
and I believe
nice
he's doing very
on.
Well. Yeah, it is. It's yes. nice. I have books, and that's exactly what it is. I flip back and forth, and I look at all the beautiful letters and beautiful thank you cards.
Absolutely.
Because I think sometimes in this industry, if people really don't understand it, it's a tough industry. And I know sometimes when people are first starting out, they always want to know, how do I get through it? How do I make it big? And I think it's really starting off, you know, what do you want to do in it? What would be your advice for someone who's starting out in acting or in the industry, wants to work in some sort of part of the industry?
Well, as I always tell the actors that are starting out, of course, schooling and lessons are very good. You know, training. Training is really important. And networking is really important, too. But, yeah, it is hard to start out. It definitely is. I'm, you know, and it could be a little, you know, undesirable at times. It really can. But if this is, you know, a goal of someone's, then, you know, don't give up on it. And like anything else, train, work hard at it. I always tell people start out doing like little short films, student films, you know, web series. Get as much experience as you want. Learn the industry inside out because this is a business. So know the business part of acting. Learn the terminology of a film set. Go on a film set. Watch and learn. And just meet, you know, the right people. And stay true to yourself and stay true to others. And always respect people with kindness, no matter who they are in this industry. Because, number one, we all know each other. And if we don't know each other, we're going to know each other someday. Because you know this is a very small industry. And,
yes.
You know, just, you know, you'll get to the top when you're supposed to. I always tell actors your time is going to happen when it's supposed to happen. Many actors don't make it till they're well into their, you know, older years. But, you know, they stick with it. They do. Mm-hmm. And I always tell actors, you know, don't think it's going to happen overnight. And if it does, you know, that's great, but it can also be taken away overnight.
Yes, yes. And it is. It's cherishing it. It's staying on with it and saying, okay, let me just keep working at it.
Absolutely.
It's a tough industry, but it's a passionate industry.
It's very passionate, and you have to have the passion for it. And if, like I said, if it's something you really want, then don't give up on it and go for it. Absolutely. Networking, training, aligning yourself with the right people, and watching and learning. Watching those old movies, you know, the iconic movies, and learning from the iconic actors. And then, you know, creating your own persona as an actor.
Yes. Yes. Now, you finished a film that you filmed in Italy called Leaves of the Trees. What was that about? How was it like filming that film?
Oh, my goodness. That is my passion project, and that is my blessing. I can go on about that forever. Leaves of the Tree came to me in 2013. I was teaching a workshop in Houston, Texas. And, again, this is how networking is really important. You never know. You never know what can happen at any time. And I met this man, this brilliant man by the name of David Healy, and he's a patent attorney in Houston, Texas. And I had the honor of teaching his daughter, and he had a screenplay that he wanted to turn into a film. And it was actually, his screenplay was based on his novel that he wrote, which I actually have right in front of me, and I just so love it, called Kindness for the Dam. And he, you know, we turned this film into a movie, and we shot in Texas for 28 days, and it's his family story. And it was just such a joy. We bought our New York crew from here in New York, and we combined it with an Italian crew. And, you know, we all became creativity family. And I just, oh, my goodness gracious, I just can't even describe how it was. We shot in Castellammare del Golfo, and we filmed in the most beautiful biblical places that one could never imagine that we had the opportunity to shoot there. It was just wow. So we're doing the festival circuit right now. I'm extremely proud about that. And we're winning awards. And we're actually, I think we're at a festival this weekend in Australia, which is kind of exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was really internationally known.
Yes, yes. That was fun to cast because I got to cast actors from all over the world. I brought some New York actors in, and then I cast a couple actors from Rome. London, and where else did we do? I did London, I did Turkey, I did Rome. Oh, there was Croatia and Slovenia. So very exciting for the ensemble cast. And we got to, you know, film at Temple Suggester, which is unbelievable to be able to film there. It was like, wow. It's just, it was really surreal. It was really surreal. Out of it, I met the amazing Healy family, who are the executive producers, and they have been my blessing. They, you know, are my family now, and it was just, it's just an incredible ride. It's been an incredible ride with that film. So very blessed for that film. And it deals with, I'm sorry.
That's what I was just about to ask you. You read my mind.
Ah! I love it. Okay, so ask me.
What is the basis of the film? Without giving away too much of the plot, what is it about?
Oh, okay. Leaves of the Tree. Okay, Leaves of the Tree, first of all, stars my dear, darling friend, Eric Roberts, who is, it's amazing when you get to go to Italy with your friends, you know, and we got to be in Italy together. It stars Sean Young, who I so adore, and we became super close. After Leaves of the Tree, we've gone on to do 4 more movies together. Federico Castelluccio, Aman Asante. It's directed by Ante Novakovic from New York. And Leaves of the Tree is about a lawyer who is thrown off track and thrown out of his firm when he gets a life-threatening disease. Okay, and then he meets at a meeting at the law firm, his last meeting, a man comes in, and he's a doctor from Sicily, and he discovered a cure-all from the olive tree. And it's a medicine from the olive tree, and he's got to go to Sicily to discover this. And while they're there, there's lots of intriguing things that take place on his journey to find this medicine. And he discovers a lot about what's going on with this olive tree and the people that are behind it. And it was shot all over in Sicily, so the cinematography is beyond beautiful.
Yep.
And you can see the trailer at www.leavesofthetree.com. And you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
How wonderful having so many different actors and actresses from different backgrounds and having, you know, a serious content. How was it for everybody on set filming it?
Oh, it was great because we all lived together. We filmed together. You know, we were in beautiful Sicily. So, we had our downtime and it was family. It was all family. We got to discover this beautiful, beautiful country together. Thank goodness we had Federico Castelluccio with us, who is Sicilian, so he was able to translate a lot with us. So that was very helpful. And, of course, David Healy, whose family is from there. So we, you know, had the whole entire town, you know, was just so supportive of us and so kind and wonderful. We recently went back this July for a premiere at the Temple Suggester, and the whole town came out. You know, so everything that happened in Sicily while we were there was magical, just like the film is so magical. And, you know, the film is based on faith, believing, healing, and redemption. You know, so it's just, it's beautiful. They're calling it a faith-friendly film, faith-friendly, not faith-based, because there are a few subject matters in it that really can't make it a faith-based film. But, yeah, but David Healy, you know, he's an inspiration. He was a man, you know, who was ill. He fought this illness. And while he was, you know, healing is when he wrote his book. And then he had a dream to turn his book into a screenplay. And he did. And then he had a dream to turn a screenplay into a film. And you know me, I mean, I met him in Houston and he said, can you help me make my film? And I'm like, sure, why not? Let's do it. and I put together an amazing team and, you know, the rest is there on the screen. You know, it's a beautiful, dramatic film. It's based on religion. You know, it touches upon the Catholic religion too. And, it's just, you know, that has been such a joy to do that film and to see where it's going now. Very exciting. Very exciting.
And especially in this day and age, it's well needed, that type of film. You know, really well needed. And I think audiences are really looking something to relate to, something to have hope, to have faith, to move forward.
It does. Absolutely. And, you know, one thing that I'm most proud of with that film was Sarah Sebastiano, a young actress from Houston, Texas, first film. And her dad, you know, was the writer, of course, but he came to me when he said he wanted to make the film. And he said, if you don't think my daughter can do this, I respect that, you know. He said, I'll respect that. And she auditioned, and I watched her grow, and she was amazing. And she got to do her first movie playing Eric Roberts and Sean Young's daughter. And she just won the Best Supporting Actress Award for, I think it was the Indie Film Festival. There's been so many film festivals. Please forgive me. And she was nominated for the Golden Door Film Festival for Best Supporting Actress. And she didn't win. Femme Jenkinson won, which is an honor to be nominated against an actress, you know, of that caliber. So that's so exciting for me and rewarding to see her. And I taught with her in Houston since she was, oh my God, I think she was 14 or 13 when I first met her. And now she's actually 17. So to watch her develop for 4 years has been a great, great honor for me.
Amazing. Well, I
and
think
that's
we have
a statement about dreams come true.
Yes, it is. It's a testament. How amazing.
Absolutely.
Hold on 1 second. I think we have a caller.
Okay.
Hello and welcome. You're on. It's Insight into Healing.
Hi. I just want to say Donna McKenna is the best. The best of the best.
Oh, you're so sweet. I think I know this voice. Oh, my goodness. And this is the amazing, amazing Janet Russell. Am I right?
No. I don't know how amazing, but it is Janet Russell.
Oh, thank you. Well,
but
thank
I
you
want
so
to,
much.
I want to congratulate you on being on the show. Let me tell you, I've had her on my show a few times, and she, you know, she works so well with everyone. Everybody loves Donna.
Oh, you're so cute.
But
oh, my goodness.
Truth.
Well, thank you for listening. Because I'm sitting
that.
Here thinking I'm botching everything up.
I've done many
interviews, but never live. So it takes me a while to figure out what I'm going to say.
Yeah, but you're good at it. You know that.
Aww.
You need to let them know about the you know, Nick and Nikki. That's going to be a fun show.
Oh, well, yeah,
fun
there's
movie.
So many other films
and you're
to talk
in it
about.
So much, yes. And I'll tell you, the Leaves of the Tree is one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Aw, thank
so,
you. That means so much.
It's really, I always felt, you know, when I saw it, it's a movie that will heal you. It really, truly will. Beautiful soul. Beautiful movie.
And beautiful family, right?
Great. Pardon me?
No, beautiful family whose story
oh, everything.
Is based
the
on
story was
the Healy's.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. And, of course, you had the best, you know, crew there as well. So
oh, absolutely.
Can't turn that down, you know. So
nope, we were
all
blessed.
Right, well, I will let you get back to your interview, but I just want
aw, thank you.
You know, I wanted to say I'm listening in.
Thank you so much.
Anytime,
and do you know Janet Alex? Do you
no,
know Janet?
Well, she's going to come and do the
yes.
show. We talked earlier.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. You guys should know each other. See what
yes.
I'm talking about, networking.
Definitely.
I tell you, it's amazing.
Definitely.
It is.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for calling, and thank you so much for listening, too.
Oh, why not? Of course. How could I not? I love this girl. She's a blessing. Fabulous.
Oh. Thank you.
All right, Donna.
So
I did. I did message you. So when you get a chance, read it.
Okay.
All right, honey. Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Thank you,
you're
Janet.
So welcome,
thank
sweetheart.
You. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I love
you. Aw, that's sweet.
Bye-bye.
She's wonderful.
That was so nice. I mean, that's,
yeah,
that's just a testament to your character, to your integrity, and the impact that you have on other people. Because I think that's just what's so amazing. And when I was promoting you as my guest for my show, I got that from a lot of people. And it was just amazing that a lot of people, I think we lost Donna. She can call us right back. But I think that's what's so amazing, because when people can call in and really give a testament of who you are, what you're doing, and the strength and the impact that they have on you, that you have on them, it's very, very powerful. And the films that Donna has been working on are also so powerful and touching. And you can tell that she is really passionate about what she's doing, that she's motivated in what she's doing, which I think it really makes a big difference. I think we've got her back. Hold on.
You do? I don't know what happened there, right? Hi, I'm here.
Yeah, you're back. I got you back. Sometimes, you know, the phone, they just drop calls, but you can always call back and get right back in. That's what happens when you're live.
That's anything can happen. Anything's possible, right? But we got right back. But thank you. Aw, thank you. So, Janet talked about Nick and Nikki. So that's a film we just actually are filming now, and I'm very excited about that. And we actually, in September, shot a scene over at the Vanderbilt Museum.
Oh, wow.
In Suffolk County. So that'll be coming out in 2016.
Okay. Is there a certain genre, a certain type of films, or do you just kind of do a variety across the board? What would you say?
I do a variety across the board. I do all kinds of genre. As long as I believe in it and I believe in the team, that's what's really important to me. I'm trying to do films that have great messages now, or that will influence somebody's life or judgment. So I'm looking, for films like that now, which I've been, I've been lucky to get. Although I did just finish a thriller. I cast a thriller. I didn't produce it, which I'm kind of excited about. They just wrapped the other day. And that stars an amazing cast, too. John Wesley Shipp, Allison Mackey. Oh, my goodness. Trey Gibbons, Kyle Dispelinger, Mary Elaine Ramsey. It was written by Andrew Lyman Clark. So, and that was a film, from what I was told, he took like 8 years to make. And again, that goes to prove you never give up on your dreams.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I was speaking to a man today who, on my other show, he just had a book came out. 20 years he's been working this book. And it just came out. And he is so passionate, just blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, it's amazing. And I think that's what it is. It's not giving up. It's really keep going, no matter how many rejections or how discouraged you get. It's just showing up and being there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, that's with any career or any dream or any passion, not just for what we do, but anything. Don't give up. Don't give up. If it's something that you really, really want to do, then go for it. We live in a world where we are able to follow our dreams. And don't let anybody bring you down. That's what I always say. Stay away from the bad energy, the naysayers, and ride to the top and just don't give up.
Yes. And surround yourself with a positive, healthy team. I always find
absolutely.
When you have a good team, it really makes a difference. You weed out the negatives, you weed out the ones that don't belong there. They're in every group, but you just support. And it's not about being a Pollyanna and only being around positive people. You really need to have healthy people around you to support you, to encourage you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, sometimes we do get the people that are less, I call them the undesirable people, and they do come into our life. And, we find out that they are the bad seed, but apparently they come into our life for a reason. And I always say sometimes it's not really meant for them to be in your life, but it's for the people that they bring into your life or the lessons that they bring, into our life. So even with the not-so-nice people, I always find a positive on why they were there. And there always is a lesson why they're there. And then you just, get rid of the bad energy and move on. I love finding the good in all. I believe everyone has good. And, that's something I really search for.
Yeah, and I also find some of the negative people that do come around or some of the naysayers, it's really, it's not about you, it's about them. And I think being able to, it's hard, but to say, okay, I'm not going to take this personal. This is really their issue. This
right.
is something they need to deal with themselves. They're just, you know, spewing on me. And I need to
right.
kind of take a step back and say no. But it's really saying, you know, this isn't about me. It's really about them.
Absolutely. And you never know what somebody's dealing with, too. You don't know. You don't know what somebody's dealing with. So, you know, there could be a reason why they're being like that. You really don't know what each individual is dealing with. So, you know, I always look at that too, like, wow, maybe they're, you know, they have issues that they're dealing with and that's why they're like that. And, you know, try to help them. And if not, just move on. That's it. But
yeah,
having,
yeah.
you know, having a great team and a great support team and great people to work with is a blessing. And I've been so blessed. I everything I've done, I have not done alone, and I would not have been able to do well without my team. You know, Leaves of the Tree had a great team. I've had, there was five amazing producers, you know, the director, everyone, the actors, Confidence Game, and A Cry from Within is another one of my films that Deborah Twist, who's an amazing filmmaker, woman, actress, just all around, I call her Supergirl because she never lets anybody knock down her dreams, you know, and that had a great team. And, you know, every film I've made, oh my goodness, I just got done doing Saturday in the Park with Larry Romano, and that had a great team. So, you know, it's been, you know, it's been a blessing. Everything's been a blessing.
Yes. And do you find, I know I found from doing shoe shows to theater to film work, that the people that you work with, you work so closely with them sometimes in such a short amount of time, but it's a very intimate relationship. You have to trust them on stage. You have to trust them in the film, that they actually become really good friends. I have a lot of friends that I've met through doing, I'm a shoe model. I did many, many years of shoe modeling. I still have very good friends, or been a lot of the theater, the plays I've done. I've become very close to the other actors and actresses because it's such a different bond.
Absolutely. I've been blessed to be friends with almost everybody I've worked with through my whole career. Even if we don't see each other every day or talk to each other, you know, I'm still in contact. Some people I might only talk to twice a year. You know, other people I see all the time, but no, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, I call them my film family. My family, my extended family. You know, you go on a journey together. You go on an adventure together and you create memories together. And, you know, it's really funny, and I don't like to sugarcoat it. I like to tell, you know, people honestly, and as I tell my students, we are family, and sometimes we're a dysfunctional family, but hey, that happens, you know, just like in real families. You know, we fight, and there's creative differences, but at the end of the night, you just don't go to bed mad, and you kiss and make up, and remember, you're all in it for the same goal, to create.
Yes, yes. Well, we have a question from the chat room. Mary Kay says, where can she view all these films?
Oh, okay.
That you mentioned.
Thank you, Mary Kay. Well, Leaves of the Tree isn't out yet because it's currently in distribution negotiations. It's doing the film festival, but there are film festivals around the world. A Cry from Within you can get on Amazon, and quite a few of the other films you can get on Amazon. Nikki Nikki is not done yet. Saturday in the Park is not done yet. They're all in post-production.
Okay.
And so is Confidence Game. But basically everything is doing the film festival. Excuse Me for Living's out. I know that's on Amazon. Quite a few of my other films are out on Amazon On Demand and all those places. But Leaves of the Tree, you know, hopefully will be out in 2016. You know, tell Mary, her name's Mary Kay, right?
Yes.
Mary Kay, yeah. Tell her to, you know, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And that would be great.
That's wonderful. Anything, I know you're always working on so many things. Something, any new projects coming up that will be within, that you will be shooting soon or that you're in pre-production?
Well, we're doing something in January called The Catalyst, which I'm very excited about. It's a ghost story. And we'll start that in January. And then we've got another one that's in development called The Next Page, which I'm super excited about that too because it's a beautiful film about two children that meet while they're both in the hospital undergoing cancer treatments, and how they changed the lives of the adults around them with their illness. So it's another story about hope and faith and people come into your life when you need them. And I, as I call them, secret guardian angels. So we'll be doing that for 2016, Yes, ma'am. And getting ready for the holidays like everyone else is. Happy holidays to all your viewers.
I know. Can you imagine
and
it's already
listeners.
December?
I know. I know. It's crazy.
I feel like
it's
summer.
Been a year. I know, me too. It's been such a whirlwind of the film festivals this year, and I've been blessed, you know, with traveling to various film festivals with Leaves of the Tree. So, you know, I'm excited to see what 2016 has in store.
Yes. You're involved in so many film festivals. How many would you say in a year your films are in?
They're in a lot. I mean, Leaves of the Tree has been in a lot. Like maybe 30 or 40. And sometimes I've had, the other film that's out that did the festival called The Networker, too. That's another fun film. That stars Steve Stanulis, Deborah Twist, Stephen Baldwin, Alicia Reiner, William Forsythe, Sean Young, Jeremy Luke. Oh my God, so many other people. That was done by John Gallagher. That's doing the film festival circuit right now, too. I heard that might have distribution soon. That's a comedy. That's fun.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
This year,
of the films, I had three films in, you know, different festivals. The same festivals, I'm sorry, but three different films. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that must be amazing to sit there and know that three of your films are in that festival.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. It really was. And last year that happened with shorts. I did a lot of shorts last year. I love doing shorts. Shorts are great. And they lead to, you know, bigger and better things. So,
Has there been a film that was just very hard for you to film emotionally or for the cast that you found was a tough subject or a tough topic to shoot, to film?
Well, you know, almost every film is like that to me, especially if somebody's dying in it and I know the person and I'm close. I do. We shot a film called West End and I'll never forget, you know, my friend Eric gets shot in that. And I had to really, you know, when I was on set, I almost had an emotional breakdown because I saw, you know, the squib and the bullet go and everything. And I had to remember, you know, keep telling myself, this is fake, you know. And Leaves of the Tree the same way. He suffers a heart attack almost in the film. And it's so real, and it was so haunting that even when I watch it now, I still get teary-eyed with it, you know, but he's just such a brilliant actor, and the way he portrayed that scene, I swear, to this day, I still feel like he was really, really suffering, you know, an illness there. So that was very hard. It's hard when you have to act with your friend, when you have to see your friends acting, and, you know, they're in a situation like that. Even though I know it's fake, of course, but it's still hard when you're watching it, you know. And don't get me wrong, filming
is so real.
It's so real. Well, acting's not acting; it's reacting, and you know, being real and being present. But it's hard. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. We've had hot weather. I've shot in winter. I mean, we've had frostbite. We've been sick on set. You know, all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, we were shooting in West End. We were in a very, 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 no, not West End, I'm sorry. Saturday in the Park was a very bad area. You know, so, you know, there are conditions. It's not all as glamorous as everybody thinks it is. There are some rough and tough conditions and long hours, cold, long hours, you know.
Yeah.
But it's still all, to me, a blessing. You know, you take the good and the bad and all that, and you just make the best of it.
And the end product, you know, sitting there watching yourself,
Absolutely.
Watching your film is, I mean, it's amazing. I mean,
I
sit there and be like, wow, I did that, or I completed that, I accomplished that.
We did it. We did it as a team, right? Well, you know, it's funny, too. I usually get real emotional when we're filming the scene that I used in the auditions, And then it's like, oh my goodness, I created that. I helped with that because it was so close to me, because I would audition the actors and they would come in and they would constantly do that scene. So when that scene is actually filmed, that's the scene that really gets to me. Those are the scenes that really get to me, the scenes that I use for the auditions.
Wow. That's
interesting. Yeah, it's kind
really
of cool,
powerful.
Though. It's fun. It's all, you know, again, it's all a blessing. And, you know, I'm just, like I said, there's so many people. There's so many people I have to thank. And, you know, I would not be able to do what I do without them. You know, it's like people make us work. That's what I say. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. All the pieces have to fit. And I do that when I'm casting. And I do that, you know, when we're even producing. You know, it's every piece has to fit perfectly. And if one piece doesn't fit on that project, it's okay. Maybe it'll fit on the next project.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I think really what you said also about networking and about people you meet on these projects. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, even if at an audition you didn't get, you're meeting people, you're introducing yourself. That, I mean, it's really important to, you know, to have your best foot forward, to really, you know, the networking is a big part of it, and getting to know people. I know from doing my radio show and my television show, the guests that I have, including you, it's amazing. I'm blessed to be able to interview them and find out their story and all of that. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
It's fun. And what you do is just incredible, how you help people, and even how this show, having this show and helping people. And, you know, anybody out there that's listening, you know, it's encouragement to them. It's, you know, to let them know, don't give up, you know. So it's great what you do and having this show. It's wonderful.
Thank you. And, you know, I found that so many times people want to pigeonhole you. Like everyone said, well, you have to pick. Either you're going to do acting, you're going to do commercial modeling, or you're going to be a therapist, or you're going to be a fitness trainer. You have to pick one. You can't do all. And I said, no, I'm going to do everything I want to do. And they said, you'll never
Good.
Do it. And that's my niche, you know, for my radio
right.
show, for my television, is to bring it all together. And I think I always encourage people, don't kind of downplay what your strengths are. If you're a good
yep.
piano player, you're a good soccer player, you're a good mechanic, bring that to the audition. Bring that to who you are, because that's important. You should always be proud of all your accomplishments and abilities that you can do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it just makes it sweetens the deal when you could do all that too. You know, but yeah, don't let anybody tell you what you can't. I don't like that word can't. As a matter of fact, when people say to me, you can't do that, I'm going to strive to do it, you know. And yeah, it's going to be bumpy and there'll be some struggles, but I'm going to, you know, do my best to complete my task.
Yes. And it's so apparent that you've been doing that and also helping other people to follow on their path too.
I hope that's my, you know, my dream, you know, just, you know, if I could even touch a couple of people here and there that are hesitant of following their dream, and, you know, letting them know that it can be done, and I'm kind of living proof of it. And, you know, again, like I said, I was told I would never make a movie, and it was very upsetting and sad, but I didn't listen, and I continued my goal and my dream. So if I can help anybody, you know, with that, I'll tell my story. I absolutely would.
Yes. It's so powerful. So
it
where
is.
Do you see yourself 5 years from now?
That's really hard. Actually, you know, years ago I used to answer that, and I could. I don't know. I mean, I see myself still doing this and producing, maybe directing, I don't know. Hopefully being a grandmother. So that's why I still see myself teaching, you know, motivating, and being in the industry. So, yeah. But again, that whole grandmother thing's got me at a standstill. So usually I would be like right away, oh, I see myself here and there and there. But no, I see myself, you know, producing, casting, and maybe directing. I am talking about that a little bit more to myself, so we'll see.
Okay.
Yep,
and if people
we'll
are interested in taking classes with you or listening to your motivational speaking, is there a place they can listen, they can sign up for classes? Where is that?
Well, you know, I don't teach my own classes, actually. I'm at various schools in New York City or in workshops in other states. So I guess they would just have to kind of, you know, that's so hard. People ask me that all the time, but they're not my classes. I mean, I do classes over at One-on-One. I do stuff the Screen Actors Guild, the NICAP program. I do stuff over at, oh, my God, the Actors Green Room, Actors Connection, all the reputable schools in New York. I know I'm there a couple of times in January, various schools. But, again, maybe just Google, and I got to get a handle on that because, again, they're not my classes. So I really, you know, I don't have, like, set places on where they can go. Yeah, it's hard. People ask me all the time, and it's such a hard question because I think they have to be affiliated with the schools or something, you know, to take these courses. I'm not sure how it works. Okay. I'm really not sure. I just show up and go.
Yeah,
I just show up
well,
and go.
They should call their local places, their different schools, and see when you're going to be teaching.
Yeah, I know it's always on Twitter and Facebook and things like that. I do know the schools will put it out there. Definitely. I know I'm at One-on-One and Actors Green Room and quite a few places in January. Yep.
Wow.
Absolutely. Or they could send me a message and, you know, I can always keep them up to date, you know, on what schools I'll be at.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, towards the end of the hour, I just wanted again, thank you so much for being on my show and thank you for all your encouragement. It was just amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I really, you know, I really appreciate it. It was fun talking to you. You're so easy to talk to. And, you know, yeah, it was great. And thank you. And thank your listeners.
You're welcome. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in this evening. If you have any questions, you can send them to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Or you can find me at Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. Everybody, have a good night. And God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that was...